I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from the College of Technology for an insightful conversation with Beth Johnson, Executive Director, Public Relations and Community Partnership, and Program Director Kimberly Williams.
My name is Beth Johnson. I'm the Executive Director of Public Relations and Community Partnerships for the University of Houston, focused in Fort Bend County.
I'm Kimberly Williams. I'm the Program Director for the University of Houston, focused on student success and student initiatives.
Even though we're at the University of Houston, we're in Sugar Land, Texas. Talk to us about this campus.
Sure. So our Sugar Land campus is an instructional site of the University of Houston's main campus. And this is our home to our College of Technology, part of our College of Education, our College of Nursing, and we also have a presence here from the Graduate College of Social Work, our business programs, and some of our other representation.
Tell us about what you focus on here.
I'm focused on, as I mentioned, student success, student initiative. So I work with the K-12 schools. I go out to the schools. They come here and we tour the students. We work with our community colleges. We work with our current students to do programming. Anything that we can do to let people know what we offer right here at this instructional site, I'm focused on. So I enjoy it.
I serve in a business development and community relations capacity. So one of the great things about Sugar Land specifically in Fort Bend County as a whole is that the businesses that are here are very engaged with us. And we've been so fortunate to be able to tie closely the programs that we have here on our Sugar Land instructional site with the industries that are in the area. So things like education, our K-12s are the largest employer in the region. We've got a huge amount of technology companies that are here. Healthcare is huge in Houston, but also has a very large presence as you come out further into Sugar Land. So to get to engage with those community members is a real pleasure of being out here.
Really cool. What I find real fascinating about the University of Houston at Sugar Land is very much a community feel, an engaged feel. A lot of universities, as you know, state are kind of over there, insulated, isolated. Texas A&M, I love it. I haven't been there in quite a while, but I remember it being kind of its own distinct little world.
Yes, very much so. The University of Houston overall is an urban serving institution. And so one of our main goals as a system, as an institution, is to serve the community in which we live. So both our main campus, which is located in the middle of the Third Ward in downtown Houston, and our instructional sites, both in Sugar Land, and we have an additional instructional site in Katy, are fully embedded in the community and are designed very much to be that way.
That's really cool. And again, to reiterate, what I find wonderful and heartwarming is the engagement of corporate with the university and more specifically with the students, and that twofold, the students' needs and corporate's needs. Mm-hmm. What they need.
Yes, we want to make sure that our students come out of the university fully ready to go into the workforce. And there is an advantage that they have in being tightly tied to business locally that they've had at a minimum exposure, hopefully full-on experience, before they walk away with that degree and start trying to go into the job market.
And I'd like to echo with that, as Beth mentioned, so we have our education program, the College of Education. So Fort Bend ISD is a large school district in the area, Lamar Consolidated. Our students intern and eventually get full-time jobs with these school districts. Also with the College of Technology, we partner with Microsoft and HCSS. They're all in the community. And so students are, they're learning here and they're also getting jobs in the area and internships. So it's wonderful.
Another great engagement opportunity that we have here in Sugar Land is to take our faculty and our researchers out into the community. So it's a great opportunity for us to engage that level of our university with businesses. For example, as the supply chain issues were beginning to happen, we have a great professor who we were able to take to events or take to public speaking opportunities to help the business community and the community at large understand what was happening. Supply chain was not a word anybody knew 2 years ago, but we were able to help with the education of our community as that became a public public issue.
Let's talk for a moment about your School of Nursing and what other adjunct medical aspects happen here.
So the College of Nursing is, let's just talk about this, our students have 100% pass rate. So those students, when they complete the coursework, there's an NCLEX exam, there's 100%. That is rare. And so all of our students, 100% of our students, nursing students, also go out and they're getting jobs. Well, you know, during the pandemic and everything that was going on, there was a shortage of nurses. So all of our students, of course, got jobs. But I think that we responded in a way. We opened up our labs. We were giving out PPE and different things like that, working with our local businesses, anyone who needed it. We all kind of came together.
Once again, central to the model that I'm hearing and seeing is in all aspects, community engagement.
Absolutely. Community engagement is a hallmark of UH at Sugar Land. And again, I want to stress that it's important for all of the University of Houston, but we're just in a unique position out here to have been so welcomed by the City of Sugar Land, by Fort Bend County, and by the business and industry that we have available to us, that the opportunities are so plentiful. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to even pick and choose which ones we're going to engage with because they continue to present themselves in such great ways.
If an undergrad student came here, could they go their 4 years without ever having to go to the mothership? Main campus?
Well, not currently. What makes us unique is we only offer junior, senior level classes. So that means that when a student graduates from high school, they'd have to make a decision. They could go to the mothership, to the main campus, and do their first 2 years there and then come and complete their junior, senior level courses. Or they have the option of attending a community college of their choice.
And you have a community college right on campus,
we correct? Do. So, yes.
Talk to us about that.
So, Wharton County Junior College is here on this campus. They lease about 70% of space here. And so they offer those freshman, sophomore level classes. So that's a good pipeline. Students can still stay in Fort Bend and take those freshman, sophomore level courses and then come right on over to the University of Houston and finish those last 2 years.
Is that a common model for a lot of kids to start out at the community college?
Many of them do, depending on their situation. And a lot of the students and their parents that are in Fort Bend, they prefer to stay in Fort Bend. We love the community. Students and parents love the community. And so it makes it to where they can just stay in the area and continue their education without having to go to the mothership.
There's a huge financial benefit to families to go down that route as well. The traditional four-year experience is great for some people, but there is a cost associated with it. And so to offer the two-and-two model with the community college and a four-year university, you end up with the fantastic degree on your wall at the end, but you've certainly saved your family some money in the process.
I'd just like to add, too, for those, some still want the mothership experience, which and that's if they do choose to go to the main campus for those first 2 years. We do have a shuttle that takes you back and forth. So let's say you live in this area and you need to take your freshman, sophomore level courses at the main campus. There's a shuttle that takes you for free to the main campus. So you're still getting that. You're still getting that experience.
Is there a fraternity and sorority presence here on this campus?
There's not a fraternity and sorority presence here on our Sugar Land site. We have that on the main campus. We do have clubs and activities that have a presence here, but they tend to be more tightly tied to academics. So, for example, our digital media has a student group that gets together regularly. They actually engage very nicely with the community. They are out and sometimes offer their services as videographers and graphic designers. And so even the student groups that are here are more tightly tied to their programs at this point in time.
Right now we're in the tech building. That's really cool. Give us a moment about what's here and why this facility is so cool.
In this building, we have everything. We have manufacturing technology, biotechnology, supply chain and logistics. Beth mentioned some of those. But we have these wonderful labs. So we have teaching labs, which students use for digital media, all of our programs, to actually learn the equipment that they can then use in the real world. And then we have research labs. So we have faculty and we have students conducting research on the third floor of this building. And so it's wonderful. You have teaching labs, research labs. Students are getting the best of both worlds, and when they leave and go in the workforce, they are prepared for the workforce.
Once again, to reiterate that partnership with corporations that are based here, they come here sometimes and the students do internships?
They do. We actually did a tech expo a few months ago, and employers came here. And so our students came, they brought their resumes, they did their speech, their spiel. And these companies have hired many of our students as interns, followed by full-time positions after graduation.
One other really exciting opportunity that we have here on our Sugarland instructional site is we have about 40 acres designated as industry partnership zone. So this has been pre-approved by our Board of Regents for us to create and develop relationships with industry partners that would live here on campus. So we're talking building creation, research, joint research, potentially product development, and we're in the process of getting that project up and running. And it's just been a really unique opportunity for the University of Houston to have that level of square footage and land available in a place like Sugarland that is rapidly becoming a hot commodity in terms of availability.
That's cool. So what you're talking about is an open field across the way, building a purpose-built structure, custom fine-tuned to the joint needs of university and corporate.
Exactly. The hope is that it would be a multi-use type of facility that would allow both research and then classroom space, educational opportunities, internships, sort of all of the above for an experience that is hard to beat for a student in their education, but then is also very beneficial to industry.
Are you guys on the radar? Are people aware of what's going on here in the greater corporate and academic world? Or are you too busy just doing and hope that people find out?
The University of Houston has been very fortunate in the last several years to be on a national stage in a variety of ways. One way that has been surprisingly helpful has been our presence in the NCAA basketball tournament. People in the higher education industry will tell you that in many ways, sports are the front porch to a university. And we saw a direct relationship between our sports success, particularly in basketball, and our application rate for incoming freshmen that immediate next year. So to answer your question, I think
This campus
yeah. Specifically. Yes, I think regionally we are becoming more and more known. I think on a national scale, it's still a hidden gem within Sugarland. But we have been fortunate to have companies who have come to us from outside of the area who are hearing things or have questions about things. And as I mentioned with our P3 space, we're actively pursuing companies that are not already based here to engage with that opportunity. So, yes, and growing.
And I would like to just add to that. I think with the College of Technology, the entire College of Technology will be here at this instructional site in Sugarland by 2025. So having an entire college out here, I think, of course, our presence will become bigger and more people will know what we have to offer.
Like I alluded to earlier, Texas A&M, agricultural and mechanical, right? Mm-hmm. What would this college, this campus, be known for? What is its hope anyway?
The primary programs that we have on the University of Houston at Sugarland are related to our College of Technology. And so for us, it's really a technology hub and a tie-in directly to the level of technology companies that we have in Fort Bend County. The other side of that is our College of Nursing. We don't want to negate the presence of that program because it is really such a strong program and such a strong feeder into the healthcare industry that we have here.
And then, you know, as you've mentioned, we listen to the community. So the community has also mentioned wanting a presence, wanting the College of Business here. And so we recently started offering a couple of business programs. We have students that are enrolled. And so we're trying to gauge that to see if it can grow. But we are listening to the community, and our intent is to offer more programs to meet the needs of the community and our businesses.
The purpose of our Sugarland instructional site is to gain and attract additional students. Our idea has never been that we want to draw students from the main campus out here, but we want to offer students who may have different reasons for not wanting to go all the way into Houston a chance to be a part of the University of Houston much closer to home.
To learn more.
To learn more, you can visit us at uh.edu. You can also visit us at our Sugarland website. My name is Beth Johnson. I'm the Executive Director of Public Relations and Community Partnerships.
Yes, and for that Sugarland website, it would be uh.edu/Sugarland. One word is how it's online. And I am Kimberly Williams, Program Director here, and I'm always available to answer any questions for anyone.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Sugarland. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
The underbed music cut in this show, Cherry Spring Swing, was performed by Marble Falls, Texas-based musician John Arthur Martinez.
Still alive, the German folks still love to sing the Cherry Spring Swing.